If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Let's go to Catherine in Baltimore. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Mooks.
Hello.
First of all, I wanted to say, of course, the shooting today, anytime there's a shooting, it's a tragedy. But yep. I wanted to also point out that the American people are tired of being lied to. When 90% of us wanted sensible gun regulation, they voted against it.
Yeah.
When we wanted health care and pre-existing conditions, they voted against that. And yesterday or the day before, they voted against Dodd-Frank. So people are, you know, people are tired of them asking for our vote and then just going to their donors, the NRA and the health insurance and pharma and Wall Street. And
and you're right. Are they going to have to stick to the NRA talking points when some of them have been personally shot? I mean, it really is. If Sandy Hook and 90-something% of the American people wanting, you know, this gun control legislation didn't do it, I don't know what will. I mean, you know, Carlos was saying the Capitol Police, the Capitol Police were outgunned. They had to wait for
one rifle. And
they had to wait for the Alexandria police to arrive as well.
I want
to
be measured because I think what happened is tragic, but I think we have to be careful and you really use critical thinking. When we call shootings a tragedy, I think it's a misnomer. It is, in fact, a mathematical outcome of what we have in this country.
Right.
So shootings that are going to occur sort of naturally, what happens, the effect of it is tragic. But it's not a tragedy when it happens. It's going to happen out of sheer math. It's a tragedy when a shark attacks somebody in a freshwater pond. That's not supposed to happen. It's not a tragedy when somebody gets attacked by a shark in the ocean. It's a natural outcome of what's probably going to happen. The effects of it are tragic.
How does a shark get in a freshwater pond? Oh, it was a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. But I want to be measured here, but I just, it's going to keep happening. So it's tragic when it happens, but it's can't
mathematically,
really call it a tragedy.
Yes,
I'm a skydiver.
Yes.
I was a skydiver. And when somebody died, it was a tragic event, but it's a probability of what could happen because of what you're engaged in. And so we really need to really take a look at our laws to prevent the so-called tragic events.
Yeah.
And we're not. So it's going to keep happening.
I remember that.
That's the tragedy, is that we're going to ignore it and be accused of politicizing it on our side, and then it's going to keep happening. And that's the real tragedy, is that nothing is done about it.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
I remember that when he was working for me, when he was one of my sketch players on my late night TV show in 95. He was still skydiving. And I remember asking you know, on a daily basis, producers, can he do that? Can I stop him from doing that?
Yeah.
They were like, no, that's not legal. I'm like, I've got to find a loophole.
Yeah. So sorry.
Can I?
And plus you have our president.
I forgot to put that clause in your contract.
Let's remember our president said about Hillary Clinton. Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick, she gets to pick her judges. Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Think about who we have as a leader and think about the words that this person said.
Yep.
And does that help or hurt the cause of gun violence?
Vanessa, we were talking the other day about, I forget what the latest, really beyond ridiculous thing they've been trying to do, Republicans in Congress, on guns. It's just, it's literally the removing of, you know, this is like their wet dream, I guess, you know, that they have control of everything, getting rid of almost every regulation there is on guns. And you're right. Just from a mathematical standpoint, I don't get it.
The tragedy is that we're not thinking correctly about it. That's, to me, and it's like that NRA slogan, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. They would say, well, see, the Capitol Police stopped. No, but you didn't stop the event from happening.
Right.
You can have as many armed Capitol Police around that situation, and it didn't stop it from happening. Right. It curtailed the amount of violence that could have occurred, but you can't stop it from happening when everybody's armed so easily. It's a mathematical probability.
Yep. Okay. By the way, the shooter in Alexandria was apparently, they found his Facebook page already, and he's a Bernie guy.
It was so interesting. Yesterday I was talking to my father-in-law about guns and everything, about Sandy, about Cliven Bundy, and about the ranch, about how usually liberals aren't the ones that are armed. And just, of course, this happens today, but I think it's telling that no matter what your political affiliation is that you, if you, individuals want to take matters into their own hand and they can easily acquire weapons, it really doesn't matter. People can cause chaos with whatever political affiliation they may or may not have. It's still scary.
Donald in Aurora. Hello, Donald. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You know what aggravates me? The guy was from Illinois. He's probably either a Democrat or a Bernie supporter. The thing is, he just helped us lose the two elections that are taking place that we were getting really close to winning. That's in Virginia and Georgia. It's going to make the Republican Party look as victims. As far as I'm concerned, much like the previous gentleman that you were talking to, do not impeach Trump. He's going to come out as a victim, and it's only going to solidify his base. Let the buffoon run all 4 years. He'll do plenty of damage, and we'll have plenty of things to hit him on.
Somebody said on Brian Williams last night, I don't know if we're going to have a country in another couple of months. I mean, I think that's the problem, is as much as, you know, I think we're just not the same kind of political animals they are. They're like going, yeah, let millions of people lose their health insurance and die, because then we're going to do great in the midterms. It's hard to, and plus I think the amount of international crises that he could cause, including up to World War III, I think that's what I keep. Somebody wrote me yesterday. I think a lot of people feel like that. They're like, oh my God, I'm sick. I'm so sick and depressed. I can't take any more of this. I can't take one more day of this presidency. Yeah. You know, it really is, right? It's a national trauma.
Wasn't Representative Lewis, wasn't there a shooting in the Capitol last year? Wasn't there? Or spit on or things like that where people are just exercising their right to be violent? And again, on both sides, and it's if that is what the outcome is, that people get scared and now all of a sudden vote Democratic for Republican candidates who support loose gun control laws, which will probably ensure that this will happen again, it's a sad irony.
Yep.